Social media has revolutionized the internet like the microwave revolutionized TV dinners. But even though websites like Facebook have reconnected old friends, and MySpace has opened up doors for thousands of aspiring musicians, it has not all been a bed of roses, notably in the Twitter sphere, where over the past few years a countless number of Twitter wars have been waged. Today I'll be joined by the distinguished panel of Dan Rama and Christopher Peng.
There are millions of celebrities on Twitter currently, thousands of supporters, billions of supporters. And currently there have been a lot of Twitter wars that have been going on, especially between Mark Cuban. Everybody knows Mark Cuban in the sports world. He's a very outspoken member of the sporting community, and he frequently gets into Twitter wars, such as this one time he got into a Twitter war with writer Buzz Bissinger, who didn't see eye to eye on the NBA's future. Cuban tweets, "Buzz Bissinger is a coward," which obviously set off a Twitter war, which was Cuban has thousands of followers, and this was extremely interesting to all his followers. And it's not just in the sporting world. It extends to fashion. Countless radio DJs are getting into Twitter wars, and it's extremely entertaining for the public. Let's see what my colleague has to say about this.
Twitter, like any metropolis, it has its own neighborhoods, some safe and some horrific. Unlike any other metropolis, Twitter lacks a government, laws, or police force. The only universally acknowledged cybercrime is the intentional spreading of computer viruses, infectious software programs that could impair the experience of other cyber tourists. Beyond this, there are no moral guidelines. A turn down the wrong cyber street guarantees exposure to information or images at least as corrosive as anything available in the streets of New York, Paris, or Tokyo, and often even worse.
A recent Twitter war that has caused much controversy is between the Twitter company itself and Uber Media, a potential rival of Twitter. In the past few weeks, Twitter has all but shut down Uber Media and its apps, showing Twitter's two-faced nature, wanting the internet to be open, but moderating Twitter itself.
It's quite clear that Twitter would like a monopoly on the Twitter wars because of how entertaining it is, and obviously Uber Media has encroached on what they see as their rights over Twitter wars. There's essentially nobody's killing each other over Twitter wars. It's just friendly, maybe slightly hurtful comments, but they're not harming or physically harming anyone. So I think that Twitter wars should not be moderated in the near future or ever, and that Twitter should keep the monopoly over their websites' Twitter wars.
Although Dan has a good point on the on not regulating Twitters, but this sense is more than in an economic perspective, because the cost of no regulation on Twitter comes at a cost of cyberbullying within the site, and may actually result in teen suicides or adult suicides within the world. So this is clearly a big problem in the society. So my recommendation is to definitely regulate internet websites like Twitter and Facebook.
We've seen two very different opinions on how Twitter wars should be moderated or not moderated at all. I'm sure this debate will rage on many years, and we'll only be able to see what happens in the coming decades.